I'd like to talk about SOA just generally for a moment. Obviously, because this is the Advanced Administrative Law Seminar, most of you are intricately very familiar with it, may have practiced in it or taken cases up from it once they've gotten to the district court level. But as litigators or as agency folks, I think a lot of times we only see a sliver of an agency. We see what we deal with, what our clients do. And really, and that's was certainly the case for me, SOA, the breadth of work at SOA is really and truly remarkable. The subject matter is incredibly broad. We do have it organized into 8 different teams. We have a great volume in administrative license revocation and field enforcement, which is going to cover revocations of your driver's license for driving while intoxicated, that sort of thing. Alternative dispute resolution, the economic team, the IDEA team, or Individuals with Disability Education Act, which is actually something that's an area of our work that is really expanding right now. Also, we have a licensing and enforcement team, which is probably along with the rest of these, what you are most familiar with, natural resources, tax, and utilities. So even though we have managed to corral them all into 8 teams, even within those categories, the work is incredibly broad. And the ALJs do a remarkable job of being experts in the areas that they handle, but also being flexible enough to adapt to the new work that comes to them. We are headquartered in Austin, but we do have 7 field offices all over the state. And then we utilize another 30 sites for other hearings through organization agreements with local governments. So we have folks on the road very commonly any given day and are pretty much all over the state.